The conference will now begin.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Everybody should take a deep breath. Leave the chol, come to the Kedusha, of the Nesan, Baruch Hashem. Okay, here we go. So yesterday we left off looking for Nekudas Tovos, trying to judge ourselves favorably, rid ourselves of the negativity, of the pessimism, open ourselves up, look at the sun, just breathe, be happy. Within yourself, you have many, many mitzvahs. And Rabbi Nachman told us, again, Rabbi Nachman is quoting Rabbi Nachman, but Rabbi Nachman told us that when you find those Likudas Tovos and you start to judge yourself favorably, you'll actually be able to do real tshuva. And not only that, you'll be zocha to real simcha. Rabbi Nachman says on page 23, you'll get to a place of simcha. As long as you're not finding the Likudas Tovos within yourself, then you're not really the simcha. The simcha that you have, it's coming from the outside. It's not coming from the inside. And the Iker Simcha is coming from the penis. And he says, not only that, you'll also v'azay yachol l'spalo. You'll be able to daven. As long as we're not looking for the Kudus Tovos, we're not finding them within ourselves, we're not really davening. We're saying words, it looks like we're davening, but the emes, we haven't really gained, we haven't really brought out of ourselves the truth feel that we get from our neshama. As the Pasuk says, and we should be saying it every day with a bren, with a hislavus, scream it out. Everybody will look at you, it doesn't matter. Azama l'kai v'odi, Kodesh Baruch, I'm going to sing to you. I'm going to sing to my God with my ode. With that ode, with that Nekudas Tovos that I found within myself today. Or the many Nekudas Tovos. I'm going to sing to you, Kodesh Baruch. And you know, right now we're in this man of Adar, so we say, La Yehudim Haisa Ora. La Yehudim Haisa Ora, to the Yehudim there was light. And we quoted the Pasuk a few days ago, the Pasuk says, V'yara l'kim asa or ki tov, that Hashem saw the light and it was good. So we see or, light, and tov is synonymous. V'yara l'kim asa or ki tov, the light was tov. So now we say like this, La Yehuda maisa oro, when the Yidin found the tov within themselves, what's the next part of the Pasuk? La Yehuda maisa oro, the simcha v'sasam. Real simcha, real sasam, can only come when the Yid finds within himself that light, that tov. That's what we're in right now. That's the left of yesterday. So on page 24, Rabbi Nachman goes on, or Rabbi Nachman quoting again, Rabbi Nachman, when a person finds within himself these good nekudos, the nekudos tovos, he starts to create nigunim, song, melody. He himself becomes a walking melody. Says Rabbi Nosson, quoting Rabbi Nachman, that nigunim melodies are created when you separate a ruach tov and a ruach necheya, a good wind and a wind of, he brings down here, gloom and despair. That a person has a rut of a shelf. He has his ups and he has his downs. If you have to have the music, you have to have high notes, low notes, the keys, I'm not a bucky at all, but there's a friction between up and down, vibrations that are being caused. So this is a road that we have to have our points of low, and we have to look for the points of high. And when you're constantly being the zara, you're clarifying, you're using your hezbroniness, you're using your das to clarify yourself, to look within yourself to see the good and the bad, you're creating yourself a nigun. When a person's happy, when a person finds within himself good nekudos, even when he finds the bad nekudos, like Rabbi Nachman, even when you find the chatam with the gomen, you can go right there, and you'll fix them up. It's when you don't find anything good, and you only look for the bad, then you fall into despair, you fall into atzus and yish. But when a person looks within himself, he's looking for nekudas tovos, that's okay if you find bad nekudas, that's okay, because he's going to be able to bring himself up. And he'll be happy. When he finds a nekuda ra, he finds a pagam, adraba, he looks at it in a way that it's a chisaron that's waiting to be filled. That when he does fill his chisaron in his life, he'll be even happier. Vizeu says, Rabbi Nachman, Vizeu azamra daika. Azamra, then I'm going to be singing. Bechinas negunim. When you look for the Nekudas Tovos, that's when you'll be singing. That's azamra l'kai be'odi. And this kind of nigun is a nigun pini. Like we said a minute ago, that the real simcha that you're supposed to get in life, as Rabbi Nachman said a second ago, v'yidei zeh yochol l'samech es atzmo. The real simcha in life is when we can be l'samech ourselves. And we're not dependent on mind, are not dependent on anything from the outside, entertainment or food. The Ikar Simcha should be where a person just wakes up in the morning, he has Gaber Kari Baboker, takes a deep breath, says Modahani, and he's mamish in ecstasy. Mamish in ecstasy. Because that comes from finding the Kudus Tovus in your life, that comes from the Pinyin, and then it's a Simcha Mein Olam Haba. And he goes on by this is the Chain Tzrichim Odin Atachem Akasuchu. Now we go to the next Madrego. Let's recap the first Madrego Rabbi Nelson told us. You get to find a Nekuda Tova within yourself. The second Madrego is where once you find one Nekuda Tova and you're already on a roll, start to look for two, three, four, five, until your entire Mahus, your entire essence changes from pessimism to optimism, from negative to positive. You start to look at everything in a different way. You open yourself up. You start to judge yourself on everything you do. Even when you make a mistake, you're able to do tshuva on it and go vayte. And then you're a walking niggin. And then when you're a walking niggin and you're so happy and you're besimcha, then you could even look at other people and help them out. You can judge other people favorably. After the Rosh Hagomer, you can even get to the Madrega, to high level, but even a Rosh Hagomer, you can find it in a Rosh Hagomer also. On the Kudato. We don't have to go that far. What about the guy who caught you in line? What about the guy who always takes credit for all the projects at work? What about the person who always makes fun of you? The person who you did a favor for and you didn't say thank you, and you're so upset at them. But if you find the Kudato within them, then you could be the simple. How do you find the Kudato within them? When you find your own Kudato. Because as long as you're not finding your own Kudato and you're not happy with yourself, and you're negative about yourself, so there's no way you're going to be able to look and find simcha and positivity in anybody else. When you're down, when you're feeling down about yourself, then everybody feels like he's out to get you. But when you have self-esteem, you have confidence, when you find your Kudus Tovus, you build yourself up, so the guy makes fun, no, it's not a big deal anymore because you're besimcha. You have no holes that he's going to be able to rip open. And therefore, you'll aid, and then when you're not upset at these people, that's the first measure, you're just not to be upset at them, you can even get to the Nekuda where you could judge them favorably. You could find their Nekuda still. And from that place, you could bring them to a Shul. Because as Rabbi Nachman teaches us in the Reish Pei Beis, that when you find your own Nekuda still, you're bringing yourself to Tshuva. When you find an other's Nekuda still, you'll be able to bring them to Tshuva, which is a tremendous measure. What greater way to help a person than to find their Nekuda still? Look at number 6 on the bottom if you have the Sefer here. I'll just read it. Once, while traveling to Brody, a city in western Ukraine, Rav Nachman began enthusiastically discussing Azama. Azama was always under Nachman's lips, because Azama is the soul, is the secret to all good in life, Simcha and Shuva and Torah, everything. Rav Nachman told Shiner, who had heard his teacher talk about this lesson on numerous occasions, commented that finding the good in a fellow Jew is obviously something everyone must do. Clearly, we're learning here, you have to find and Christo with other people. You'll bring them to a high level. So tell me, Rabbi Nelson rejoined, how many people have you already gotten to repent by virtue of this teaching? Rabbi Nelson says, you're right, you got the message. But Lamaisa, are you working on it? Are you looking for the Nekuda Tovah from people? We have to be constantly looking not only for ourselves but for others. And if we're not strong enough yet, we have to look for ourselves first. First, work on yourself. You know, like they say, you know, when you get on the airplane, you know, and they're giving you the announcements, they say, you know, in case of an emergency and the pressure drops and the bags, the masks are going to fall down, first secure yours, then secure your child. First is to secure yourself. Then you can start securing others. But Baruch Hashem, we should be able to work in this avodah where we are securing ourselves, finding Kudus Tovus in ourselves in order that we can look for other people. What bigger mitzvah is there than to help a person do tshuva? So it goes by and says, Misha Yahozos, the person who's a walking melody, who's the simcha, right? He's holding by the Kudus Tovus, he's holding by light, and then he's able to find other people, Damakas Tovus and other people. Limta on the Kudus Tovus, I feel the poche, so you could even find in the Kudus Tovus, even the sinners of Kalal Yisrael, if you're able to do that, and Huyachol Yoschazen, will espal with Ne'amit. You could become a leader, a chazen. If you could find the Negan within yourself by finding your Kudus Tovus, then you could find the Kudus Tovus in other people, you could bring out the Negan in that person. Even though he's a big sinner, you can bring out that niggin in him, and then you can lead a congregation. Because what better way to be able to join people in davening them and bring out their koach of niggin within them? Tshuva and avodah shebelev is to find the good points in a person. To praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to be besimcha, to be dancing. We should be zochim that Hashem to find the kudos tovos in ourselves, to find the kudos tovos in other people, to daven to be the simcha. Everybody should have a great day.